to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Welcome, everybody, to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. Thank you, Art, for the introduction. I am your host, James Edwards, coming to you live tonight. What is tonight? It's Saturday night, September 13th, 2008, and we're here at WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, broadcasting live, loud, and clear through our affiliate at the Republic Broadcasting Network. James Edwards here, along with Bill Rowland, who will be co-hosting with me for the duration of the program tonight. Bill, are you there?
Here, James, as always.
Good to have you, and good to be back with everyone here at RBN. Bill, as you know, we had a very successful kickoff to major syndication last week, and joining us on the debut program for RBN, at least, last week, as guests, Michael Andrew Grissom, Joe McCutcheon, Sam Dixon, and Reverend Ted Pica. A pretty good show, and we're going to do our best to make sure that this one is equally memorable before the clock runs out on our time tonight with you, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be hearing from the likes of John Tate, an author you may not have heard of before. He wrote the book Plain Truth, and he's going to give you the plain truth in just a few minutes. Of course, everybody knows Mark Glenn. I think he hosts about half the programs on RBN on Saturday afternoon. He'll be with us, putting in a little time in the cesspool tonight. You'll also hear from Jared Taylor, the editor of American Renaissance Magazine, and our very good friend Pat Buchanan will be with us during the third hour, talking about his latest book, Churchill, Hitler, and the Unnecessary War. Bill, it's good to be back with you, as always. You know, I'm a child of the 80s. And as I was preparing for the show tonight, a quote from the great science fiction movie Aliens popped into my mind. I don't know if you caught that one back in 1986, but there was a quote in it. It goes something like, a day in the cesspool is like a day on the farm. Every meal is a banquet. Every paycheck's a fortune. That's just like us right here, Bill, right?
I would say so. You know, our last show, the first show we did on RBN, was really enjoyable to me, and I thought our guests were outstanding. We still had our hair up in curlers to some extent, but everything went well, and we certainly have enjoyed the feedback from the audience that we've gotten. The emails and the response from the audience has really been superb.
Well, thank you for setting me up for that slam dunk, Bill. You're exactly right, and that's something I wanted to make mention of right here at the top of the show before we dive into business tonight, and a lot of business to tend to, by the way. But I just want to thank, from the bottom of my heart, the great outpouring of emails from the people who are tuning in, the fine people who are tuning into us via RBN tonight, and all of those who have signed up for our email list over the last 7 days. We thank you for trusting us with your information, and we're not going to let you down. We are the South's foremost populist radio program. We're an award-winning show. We've been on the air for 4 years, as we mentioned last week, only 2 weeks here at RBN, but we're going to do our best to stretch that out, and we're going to let you know why we're the show that is so talked about so often in the mainstream media. And Bill, I know we got to go to break in just a minute here, and then we're going to dive down to business, but I just wanted to start the show off tonight on a lighter note. And I saw a story come across the wire that I thought would be perfect just to set the stage tonight, a little trivial matter. I don't get this trivial because it's life or death, but anyway, let me just get down to what it is. A man in St. Louis was murdered for a Big Mac, and again, it's silly, but, you know, this is the political cesspool. Here's the scoop. For the second time this month, a person in St. Louis has been shot to death in a fight over a fast food hamburger. Here's the, here it is, Bill. For the second time in a month, police say a fight over fast food has led to the killing of a St. Louis resident. Decor Jenkins, 18, was fatally shot Monday in her home in St. Louis after arguing over a fast food meal, police said. Wary and an unidentified boyfriend began wrestling over the food. She then picked up a gun and fired it towards her boyfriend, but instead hit an innocent bystander. The boyfriend was unhurt except for minor gunpowder burns.
Well, so, it's been said that a Big Mac is death on a plate, but apparently it's deadly. It's a deadly weapon on its own.
In more ways than one. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a great show coming up for you tonight. John Tate, Mark Glenn, Jared Taylor, Pat Buchanan, all that and more as the political festival rolls on. We're going to break. James Edwards, Bill Rowland, we'll be back with you right after this.
Right after these messages. Maybe in the back row of a movie show.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
And welcome back, everybody. I'm Bill Rowland, co-host to the famous or infamous James Edwards. You are listening to the Political Cesspool radio show. And we are back once again, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. But I'll mention, James, I think I mentioned that yesterday was the birthday of H.L. Mencken, one of America's great writers, one of the most prolific writers in American history. And he was one of the first writers almost 100 years ago to comment on the dumbing down of the American electorate and the diminishing intelligence of American elected officials, presidents especially. So, you know, and I believe in reference to that, I believe we have our caller on the line, our guest on the line, John Tate.
That's right, Bill, our first guest of the night. Thank you for the segue. John Tate, his pen, if his first book is any indication, could be almost as sharp as old H.L.'s. And John Tate, are you with us here on the cesspool tonight?
Yes, I am, James. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. As we've told our listeners for 4 years, we take great pride and bringing to the program each week the names you know and the names you should know. And, John, you're certainly among that category. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest on the line right now, John Tate, has just authored a brand-new book entitled Plain Truth. And we're going to get to a couple of those truths in a moment. But, John, let's just start off with the most basic of all questions. What's the book about?
Well, when asked about my book, I like to compare it to Thomas Paine's Common Sense for three reasons. One, we both realize that our own respective governments are in need of serious reform. He certainly meant that when he was talking about the British Empire, and with contemporary American government, I have no doubt that we really need reform immediately. Two, suggestions are offered in each book regarding a proper course of action when victory is finally achieved. And third and finally, both books make a very, very bold statement that independence from our current state is the cause of our time.
John, I want to chime in on that right there. And that's another thing that I appreciate about your book, which is linked, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to encourage you to buy a couple of copies. You won't regret it. But more so than just lamenting some of the problems we already know to be true, John, you do offer a prescription in this book as well. And we'll get to that also in a moment. But I was reading an online review of your book, and I found a couple of passages quite moving, the first of which being, and I quote from page 7 of your book, "American government in its natural state served as Western civilization's crowning achievement. In its current state, it is our most devastating failure. The former represents an entity comprised of great men dedicated to protecting and preserving culture. The latter is made up of traitors intent on its destruction. What was once an indispensable friend has become our most dangerous foe." John, I couldn't agree more. Please elaborate.
Oh, thank you for that. Now, that is really true, because when you compare leaders such as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Andrew Jackson to people like George Bush, Bill Clinton, and you really can't compare them. Our founders beat the most, well, what most people think is the probably the most difficult empire to beat in the world, and they'd risk their lives and everything they had to defeat them. And we had it great here, and I feel like contemporary politicians are just giving it away when it is completely uncalled for and unnecessary.
Well, Bill, would you, I mean, obviously there's no, it's a rhetorical statement almost. Everyone agrees with that if they're knowledgeable at all in contemporary politics. But wouldn't you say, Bill, that there's been sort of a steady decline since the days of Washington and Jefferson to where we are now with the likes of Obama and McCain, for God's sake, and then not to mention Bush and Clinton and Bush before that? How did we get from there to here? And I think that's what John Tate's book is talking about. But Bill, how would you like to...
My question is, has America ever truly been a free country, and are words like liberty and freedom too vague to use as governing principles? I mean, government is power, and liberty and freedom can only define the limits of government, not the extent of personal freedom. It seems to me that over the years we have certainly lost both in terms of the average voter's ability or the average American's ability to both control government and to exercise our liberties. At what point, John, do you think, is there a moment in history where we really see the liberties that Americans expected from the American Revolution really erode and begin to sink beneath the hand of a tyranny?
Well, I think the first time that happened was in the 1860s when Abraham Lincoln was president and during the Civil War, which some of the most terrible atrocities that could ever be committed against the Southerners. That was the first time. And then after that, and after Reconstruction, I really think that we had a better period in America where things got good for a while. And then under Woodrow Wilson, who I consider one of the worst presidents of the 20th century, and there were some terrible ones.
Yes, there were.
Ask you this, John. Do you think that it was really Wilson, or do you think it was the fact that Wilson had suffered a stroke and virtually became a limp marionette of more powerful behind-the-scenes figures?
Yeah, absolutely. I think even before the stroke, I believe the stroke occurred in 1919 and is term ended in 1921, but even before the stroke, he did consult with a group of so-called scholars in New York City that later became the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're still giving us problems about 8 decades later.
Doubt about that, and that's, conversation for another time, the amount of influence the CFR, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateralist Commission ad infinitum have over this country. But I want to redirect attention to the book, because there is absolutely a passage in here that made me swell up with pride. And, Bill, I know you've read it.
Thank
because
you,
you've read the review. And I want to get John's thoughts on this, and then perhaps we'll take a couple of calls. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the number here in the studio is 1-800-313-9443. If you want to read more about Mr. Tate's book, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. Scroll down to the bottom of our homepage, and you can link over to his Amazon page and read along with us during the interview. But, John, you mentioned the word culture, and you elaborate on what it means to have a distinct and disparate culture. And here's another passage from the book that I'd like to quote, and this comes from, again, the book Plain Truth by John Tate, our guest right now. And this is what you say, John. Within diverse societies, a hero of one group is often despised by the others. The father of our country provides another example of American heroes being despised within our own nation. New Orleans adopted an anti-slave owner policy that resulted in a school named after George Washington being renamed with Charles Drew. Another revered Virginian, Robert E. Lee, had his name taken down from a school and replaced with that of Ronald McNair. Two giants of American history have been excluded from proper acknowledgement and replaced with minor figures in black history. Diversity means diversity celebrates difference, while nations are based on similarities, and you add emphasis in your book with that. And, John, you are so right. The very definition of a nation suggests that these alien cultures cannot exist within the same area. Heroes of mine, people like Davy Crockett, Robert E. Lee, and Jesse James, they're not going to be celebrated by everyone who is in this country now. And as we've talked about before, Bill, to be a member of the American nation is much more than what it says on your citizenship papers. But, John, please elaborate on that thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Under such circumstances, such as cultural diversity, which we unfortunately have now, various groups are going to compete for a greater display of their heritage and for specific benefits that others aren't going to get. And if current trends continue, whites will lose more and more within our country, I believe, with each passing day. For example, the desecration of the Confederate flag will continue while the flying of the Mexican flag on American soil will increase. Our great heroes such as Washington, Jefferson, Jackson, Lee, Davis, and Lindbergh will have schools that are currently named in their honor replaced with people like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Che Guevara, Pancho Villa, and God forbid, Morris Deese.
Bill, I know this is a topic that is very personal to you as well.
You know, the thing is that I heard one of the problems I think we've had in America since the beginning is this idea of perpetual progress, that America is a progress-based nation, and that there's always this idea in the American mind that we always leave behind everything we've established in our traditions to continuously seek a frontier. And that seems to be one of the problems, that we abandon our heroes, that our heroes are always have become transient figures in American history. You know, you mentioned Robert E. Lee. When the American Civil War, the war between the states, ended, Lee came out of the war one of the most revered figures in America, in the North as well as the South. As a matter of fact, the Democratic Party, 1 year after the war ended, tried to draft Lee as the presidential nominee. That shows the difference in character of America, I think, is that this notion that men somehow fade out of favor just because they're a new crop of charismatic figures comes forward, regardless of the content of their character, to quote one of those future school names. But how do you see this?
Bill, just hold that question for 1 second. John, if you don't mind staying on the line, we're about to go to break, and Bill will pick right up with your question on the other side of this next commercial break. And we'd like to take a couple of callers for John Tate, the author of Plain Truth. So call us up here at RBN, 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. James Edwards, Bill Rowland, and the Political Cesspool rolls on right after these words from our sponsors.
Don't go away. There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Just because of that, they say, hey, he's a rebel and he'll never, ever be any good. He's a rebel because he never, never does what he should. Just because he doesn't do what everybody else does, that's no
the cheapest link. Contestants, the question is, how does the political cesspool get the money to stay on the air? Contestant number two.
Eddie the Bombardier Miller gives flying lessons.
Wrong!
Contestant number three.
Ooh, James Edwards gets a part-time job as a spokesman for a men's hair growth product?
Wrong!
The correct answer is, from the thousands of listeners from all across the country and around the world, the political cesspool stays on the air because of you, our loyal listeners, support this program and our work with your generous donations. Do your part to keep the one true voice of conservatism on the air by going online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Help us keep the political cesspool going as we continue to expand our listening audience.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
Welcome back to the program, everyone. James Edwards and Bill Rowland here with you tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the political cesspool. It's Saturday evening, September 13th. Our guest on the line is John Tate. He wrote the book Plain Truth. And Bill, just before we went to that last break, you were about to break into a question.
Well, I asked the question of John, why is it that Americans... or at least America seems to dump its heroes after some length of time and replace them with people of lower quality in terms of making heroes out of anti-heroes, in a sense.
Well, that's absolutely right. I really feel that while we regress further, our heroes are going to continue to be tarnished by history. Our so-called heroes of today, who are really nothing more than traitors, are guilty of betraying our country, our culture, and our heritage, whereas our founders exemplified everything that it truly meant to be an American.
John, if you don't mind, I'd like to read one more passage, and then I'd like to give you the opportunity to let people know how they can come into possession of your book, how they can buy it.
Absolutely.
I read again directly from the book Plain Truth, and our guest right now is its author. You write this, John: two choices lay before us. We can either realize our duty or subsist without regard to posterity. The former makes us heroic to future generations. The latter leaves us leaves contemporary Americans rightfully regarded as traitors. The enemy is formidable, as they control the media and the seats of government. The former will destroy our will, and the latter our ability. So when will our situation improve, you ask? Shall we wait until all effective means of protecting and preserving ourselves have been destroyed? Our foe may be an imposing figure, but they are no match against nearly 200 million dedicated to the cause of creating liberty and ensuring justice for posterity. Very valuable, very powerful statement there, John. Again, the book is plain truth. You write in it much truth about what is ailing our republic and how it can be reclaimed, how the reclamation of America's destiny might be still available to us. Anything else about the book you'd like the audience to know, John?
Yeah, it is available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, or Borders.com. And since I was going to be on in the Memphis area, I made sure that every Barnes & Noble in Memphis will have it in stock.
Well, you can't do better than that. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can find this book at finer retailers nationwide. The author is John Tate. The book is Plain Truth. If you'd like to have the work cut out for you, just go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. That's our website, our internet headquarters, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Scroll down to the bottom, click on the link to the Amazon page for Plain Truth by John Tate. Bill, anything you'd like to add as we close out this interview with our first guest of the evening?
The problem we have in America really is that we don't recognize authorities as much as we should. You know, the Bible even mentions, paying homage to dignitaries in the New Testament. But I heard an interesting, once I asked a sushi chef once what the difference and what role the emperor played in the government of Japan, and he told me something interesting. He said the government is power, the emperor is authority. And even though we may not... an imperial system may not appeal to us, or royalty may not appeal to us. We have to hold on to our authorities and our heroes, because otherwise this country is going to lose its way, or has lost its way, since its creation, its foundation.
John, a final thought?
Well, thank you guys for having me on, and I just wanted to thank you guys for all the great work you do, and please keep it up.
We're going to do our best, my friend, and God be with you, and thank you for writing the book.
Thank you.
John Tate, everybody, again, author of Plain Truth, our first guest this evening in the Political Cesspool, but by no means the last. We still have on deck for you this evening Mark Glenn, Jared Taylor, and Pat Buchanan. Bill, a lot to come tonight, and that's just our guest list. Bill and I have plenty of stories to share with you. Some will make you laugh, some will make you cry, some will make you mad, but that's what we do here, right, Bill?
That's what we try to do.
We do a little bit of it all. We certainly never fail to make people mad, but hopefully... in the maddening experience that is listening to this broadcast, will enlighten a few people and motivate them to take action.
We're sort of the cab drivers of the airwaves. You know, we're sort of the cab drivers of the airwaves. We pull in front of you when you don't expect it, but at the same time, we get you to the airport on time, you know.
I never thought of us that way, but you know what? A pretty good analogy, as it were. And I think, you know, I'm so excited about the opportunity we have here with RBN. It's going to take us... It's going to take the audience a little time to get used to us, but I don't think it's going to take them long to find out why we are so talked about within the mainstream media. And we look forward to earning our reputation every night we take to the airwaves, and we're going to do that by telling you the truth as we know it, with honor and integrity, and by bringing you the guests that you can't afford to miss. That's our mission here in the Political Cesspool, and we're happy to have you along for the ride. Coming up after the break, before we get to our next guest, we're going to be covering some more stories regarding Sarah Palin. Now, it's kind of a trivial issue in so much as, you know, I'm not big on the McCain-Palin bandwagon, but it's just so interesting to watch that she is now subjected to the same attacks that are reserved for all heretics that go against the false doctrine of the false gods of political correctness. So we're going to let you know what Sarah Palin has been subjected to and why we get the same treatment right after this. James Edwards, Bill Rowland here with you on the Political Cesspool radio program on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and of course broadcasting live from our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, AM 1380 WLRM. We're going to be back with you right after these words.
Don't go away. You can continue getting your kicks when the Political Cesspool continues right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
There we go.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites. And the effect is, you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the political cesspool, ladies and gentlemen. As you can probably tell, as you've probably deduced by now, we're a fan of the oldies music. But welcome back to the program nevertheless, James Edwards. Bill Rowland in with you tonight for 3 hours of the most hard-hitting political commentary you'll find anywhere. And we're happy to be with you on AM radio. Bill, as you know, Sarah Palin, and we talked about her last week, she's being talked about everywhere, but she has really done a good thing for John McCain. And let me first just allow the disclaimer to be said that we as constitutional conservatives here in the political cesspool are in no way in support of just about everything John McCain says we oppose. Let me put it that way. We don't believe him to be much better or worse than Barack Obama, and that's saying a lot. But it was a great move politically for him to pick a relatively unknown, likable social conservative to add to his ticket. It pacified a lot of the conservatives, whatever conservatives are left in the Republican Party. And, you know, I do believe Sarah Palin is genuine in a lot of her convictions, unlike McCain and Obama. But anyway, here's the news. And she has given him a major bump in the polls. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows that John McCain is making up huge ground among white women since putting Sarah Palin on the ticket. ABC News reports that it was 50% to 42% in Obama's favor before the conventions, and now it is 53% to 41% for McCain now, and that being the white women demographic. That's a 20-point shift, by the way, for those keeping score at home. My thoughts, again, on Palin are what I just stated earlier, but not all celebrities, Bill, share such a high opinion, and that's what we're here to talk about, the politics of name-calling here. Matt Damon, you'll remember him from movies like The Bourne Identity, The Bourne Supremacy. He's terrified that Sarah Palin might become president. He says that it would be a disaster. He says that I know she was the mayor of a really small town for less than 2 years, and I just don't understand. I think the pick was made for political purposes, but in terms of governance, it's a disaster, Matt Damon says. And, of course, he's a real political icon, as you know, Bill. He says her story reminds him of a very bad Disney movie, and Damon would certainly know about bad movies. It says it's kind of like the hockey mom from Alaska, and then she becomes president. But what about Obama? He's questioning Sarah Palin's experience and saying that it would be a disaster for her to become president. But what about Obama? And Bill, I know you also had a nice quip about Matt Damon while we're on the topic.
I think it's funny that Matt Damon said that he was afraid of Palin, that Sarah Palin frightened him very much. Now here's an actor who has made movies, the Bourne Identity movies, making a hero out of a rogue CIA hitman. That he glamorizes this kind of violence, vigilante violence on screen, but Sarah Palin frightens him. So on one hand, it's okay to do the bidding of Hollywood and promote violence and vigilante actions of a rogue government agent. But on the other hand, this woman comes out of Alaska and is put on the ticket as a vice president, a vice presidential candidate, and it scares Matt Damon. I mean, I think this shows the sort of tunnel vision that Hollywood has. You know, they don't take any responsibility for the type of work they do, but they're more than ready to criticize the mother of four children, I think, and the work she's done as a mayor and as a governor.
Well, absolutely, and of course, no one's ever accused Hollywood celebrities of being overly bright or consistent. But
somebody wrote a script
on my at home, Bill. I was wondering how long it would take for Sarah Palin to join the rest of us conservatives in being labeled a Nazi for her views. And apparently, it didn't take her long. About a week. Whoopi Goldberg. There's another Hollywood celebrity of record. On political, another sage.
Another political pundit.
right. Whoopi Goldberg is calling Sarah Palin a Nazi. And, of course, now we get this all the time here in the political cesspool because we have been so successful and we have been so effective and we have had just about everybody on our show. And the more successful you get, the more they try to malign you and relegate you to the fringe with these sort of name-calling tactics. And again, for that being the reason, I'd like to welcome Sarah Palin to our club here, but I was wondering who led Whoopi Goldberg to her blog without an editor. In her blog post titled "Sarah Palin is a Very Dangerous Woman," Whoopi lobs a wild pitch about the Alaskan Independence Party. Of course, Sarah Palin was at one time a member of a conservative third party, which I think is very good. Here's what Whoopi says, though, Bill. Quote, I thought that this idea of America coming first from her was kind of strange because she was one of those people who wanted to succeed from the United States, and she spelled succeed S-U-C-C-E-E-D rather than S-E-C-E-D-E. You know the difference there. Anyway, Whoopi's article concluded by suggesting that Governor Palin's speech reminded her of a Nazi rally. Did you get the correlation there, Bill? Did you see, in her Republican acceptance speech, the parallel with Adolf Hitler? Well, Whoopi did. And this is what she said, quote, this girl is dangerous. This is a very dangerous woman because I believe for her intents and purposes, she's okay if everybody lives a certain way. That is to say that God ordained men and women to be. I don't know exactly what Goldberg's trying to get there, but anyway, she says that she sounds very pro-Nazi.
Isn't what the feminists have always wanted is more dangerous women. They talk about the feminists have, ever since the beginning of feminism, criticized conventional women, women who are just mothers and just housekeepers and just wives, and now a dangerous woman comes along, and they're talking about how dangerous she is. I mean, this is the utter hypocrisy of feminism.
Well, I guess Hillary Clinton doesn't sound like a Nazi.
No,
Sarah
Hillary
Palin does. And listen, I want to be very clear. I am not big on the Republican ticket. I think Sarah Palin was infinitely a better choice than what I was expecting, even though I'm not so warm on the idea of a woman being president. Call me sexist if you want. This is just my honest feelings, okay? I believe in traditional biblically defined roles of men and women, and I guess that makes me a Nazi. But nevertheless, I think John McCain could have done a lot worse than Palin. But we've got a caller on the line, Bill, and I want to welcome Ron from Texas to the program. But I want to say one more thing before we get Ron's question or comment here. Oprah Winfrey is another one. You know, she is catching a lot of heat from the women, and particularly the white women who have built her into the media mogul that she is. All of these women want her to support the female candidate. And, you know, she didn't even do that for Hillary Clinton. She was supporting Obama then, and, of course, she's still supporting him now. And Oprah's, you know, getting all miffed about it. She's saying that she's a free black woman, and she'll support Obama, you know, if she darn well pleases. But, I don't know if that really tied into what we were talking about earlier, but there's certainly some dissension and inconsistencies in the ranks here. Ron, are you on the line? Welcome to the political cesspool.
I assume you can hear me okay. I can hear the feedback here okay. Is it okay?
I hear you loud and clear.
Five by five, buddy. Let me just throw out a brief statement about kind of my overall belief here. I believe in neither one of these people.
Right.
And it's not that I'm slamming them in the face, you know, neither one meaning neither party. But I'm just looking at Janet Palin. I have a website called libertycalling.com. I write a lot of commentary on that, and I'm not trying to advertise it as such. But you folks may want to take a look. And I've written a number of things on Janet Palin. Now, she seems like a pretty sharp gal. But what comes across is kind of odd. I mean, her speech was one of her speeches talked about the bridge to nowhere. And, of course, that was blasted by just about everybody, which was deception. It just wasn't true. The statement she made was not true. And I'm sure I know you're very much in tune with things. I can hear your bright guys, and you're in touch with that. That bothers me a little bit. The second thing is her attitude toward Iran and its so-called nuclear bomb program.
Yeah, let me say this. I don't mean to cut you off, Ron, but you're exactly right. Listen, in no way am I endorsing them by taking her side with regard to the media slamming
right.
that she's receiving. I just think it's amazing that she instantly gets labeled with the Nazi moniker for being you know, basically an establishment conservative. She is dead wrong on foreign policy. She is in the pocket of AIPAC. Just, you know, and she wouldn't have been put on the ticket if she wasn't. And she could be a Zionist firster, and there's no doubt
right
about
on.
It. So there's much with her that I disagree. But I just, you know, I hate to see her. Because we go through it so much, and any outspoken conservative does. It's just amazing to me that, you know, everybody's a Nazi.
Oh, I lost you.
Well, you know, that was just my comment. I was just saying it's amazing now that she, too, is apparently a Nazi for what
right.
I don't know. But, you know, that's another thing, Bill. Thank you very much for the call, Ron. Always good to hear from a friend in Texas. But, Bill, CNN apparently too, and this is up on the Council of Conservative Citizens website, a group that we wholeheartedly endorse, Bill, as you know. CNN went frame by frame apparently through the Sarah Palin speech and found a shot of her where she was beginning to do a wave to the crowd, and they froze it when her arm was, you know, pointed straight out. It looked like the old Roman stiff arm salute, and this just ties into the media's portrayal of her as being a Nazi because, you know, we can't have Nazis in government. That Nazis, the one word that still reviles most people. And it's just amazing to see this. I mean, you defy the false gods of cultural Marxism, and there's hell to pay.
Well, certainly I think the media has been rather clumsy in their approach to Sarah Palin, and their criticism or the way that they have tried to portray Sarah Palin has been extremely awkward. I mean, their Marxism is so obvious, or their cultural viewpoint and their vitriolic opinion of her is so obvious that I think most of the public is turned off by this.
Well, and then, you know, you've got the CBC News, which is basically CBS of Canada. They're calling Republicans, you know, in the wake of the Palin nomination, white trash and hicks and profoundly unlettered and even sexual inadequates. I mean, there's just, and this is politics. I understand there's going to be name calling, but give me a break. I mean, we don't do it. But anyway, that's what separates us from, I guess, most programming. That's why we're on RBN, and they're wherever they are. But we've got a couple of callers on the line here, Bill. Our phone log is beginning to become a log jam. We're going to get to Phil Turney. Phil Turney, of course, the host of RBN's Liberty Hour, very good friend of mine. He's made appearances on the political cesspool before. Phil, what can we do for you tonight? And it's an unexpected pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, James. I just wanted to call in and wish you guys all the luck in the world. You got a fantastic show. I read your emails, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I would not take these naysayers too seriously, because when they start talking about how bad you guys are, you're really hitting a nerve. So keep up the good work. Have good guests on, and you're gonna be big stars.
Hey, thank you so much, Phil, for the endorsement. You don't know how much it means coming from a man like you, a man who I respect as much as anyone. If I don't guess anyone listening to RBN, everyone would be familiar with who you are, and certainly regular listeners of the cesspool are. But if anyone doesn't know who Phil Turney is, a survivor of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, a true hero, and I am honored to say a friend of mine. Thank you so much for the endorsement, Phil, and God bless you. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Take care, you guys.
Yeah, anytime. We're going to take Mike on the line from Illinois. Mike, welcome to the political cesspool.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I was just listening to the Matt Damon quote, and you know, I think he's dead on in this respect. It's an absolute joke that this woman is now going to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. She was a mayor of a 8,000 person town, and then 18 months as the governor of a sparsely populated state, which doesn't have 20% of our energy resources. In actuality, has 3.5% of our energy resources. Has 14% of our oil production, but if you count energy total, it's only 3.5. So that statistic they're touting is also bogus. I hesitate to argue on this point because I know we're falling into that whole left-right paradigm, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican, all this stuff where it's the power elite, it's the foreign lobbies that are you know, pushing our foreign policy into disastrous wars that are bankrupting us. But I would say that whoever makes the argument first in terms of the experience issue, whether you're Obama campaign or the McCain campaign, loses. Because if you're Obama and you say she has no experience, they turn it back on you. You have no experience. But if you're the McCain campaign, you say Obama has no experience, they turn it back on you and say Palin has no experience. Whoever makes that move first loses. But it just bothers me because this is an absolute joke. It's a whole PR stunt. He may get elected because of it, but it's sad that our country is so irresponsible in having someone in his vice presidency.
So right, Mike. Let me also echo what you say. And again, that's why we put the disclaimer at the beginning of this segment. Don't let this lead you to believe that we're in support of the McCain-Palin ticket. No, she's probably not qualified. I mean, I'll just go out and tell you who I'm planning on voting for. I'm probably going to be casting my vote for Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party based on principle. Now, Chuck probably isn't qualified to be president either, but you know, do we want Obama? Do we want McCain? No, we don't want either of them. And Palin probably isn't going to be that much better on the issues of real importance. I mean, I certainly agree with her stance on abortion and you know, drilling in Alaska, things like that. But when it comes to the big stuff, they're not going to allow her to be a true conservative or a constitutionalist with regards to foreign policy and breaking that stranglehold that the Israeli lobby has. You know, if she was worth her weight, she wouldn't have been allowed on the ticket. But Pat Buchanan isn't going to be allowed to be president. You know, people like that aren't going to be given a chance. Ron Paul is not going to be allowed to win the presidency. But the whole reason we're talking about this, and I don't want to confuse people, it's that, you know, this whole batting around, everybody's a Nazi. To call Sarah Palin a Nazi is just silly. But unfortunately, it silences It's very effective in silencing debate. And I do appreciate the call there, Mike. And we're going to take some more calls right after this next commercial break. And Mike is right about another thing. He was right in everything he said. But Americans, my goodness, they base their vote on anything. You know, what a person looks like. You know, if they ask for their vote in the proper tone of voice, Americans have become so foolish and register their votes for such asinine reasons that it's becoming very scary, even more so when you find out what our people know and don't know with regards to fact and fiction. We're going to tell you more about it right after this next break. It'll scare you. And what's even more scarier is that these people vote. The political cesspool continues right after this. What time is it?
Louis, Louis time. And now let's return to the political cesspool.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
We can make it work for the better. We can make it work, you and I.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean your system and lose weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bill Rowland with host James Edwards, and we are discussing tonight on the political cesspool, politics in America, Sarah Palin, Nazi or not Nazi, Whoopi Goldberg, political pundit. Where are we going from here? Well, I think that this is a perfect illustration that H.L. Mencken was right. The American electorate has been dumbed down. And, of course, with the American electorate being dumbed down, we get dumber and dumber leaders. We are moving towards idiocracy in this country. We're moving away from Republican government into idiocracy. Absolutely right, H.L. Mencken. I guess you're rolling in your grave, but laughing all the way. So, you know, that's the thing. And you know, Sarah Palin, one of the things we didn't bring up in the last segment, I know we've got a short segment here, was that our own Steve Cohen from right here in Memphis compared Sarah Palin to Pontius Pilate. And, of course, Barack Obama being the victim of Sarah Palin as Jesus Christ.
Well, and so, if anyone doesn't know who Steve Cohen is, he is a Jewish Democrat, liberal congressman from Tennessee, and there you have it. So
and wannabe black words. Congressional caucus member. You know,
tried to join the Congressional Black Caucus, but they wouldn't let him because he was Jewish. And so, anyway, interesting comments coming from him. But Bill, you were providing before you added in we had to get that in. We had to work that in there about our own congressman Steve Cohen. Well, not my congressman, but I believe he's yours, Bill. Unfortunately, mine's not much better. But anyway, a perfect segue about the idiocracy we have now. And what's even more frightening is that these idiots vote. And this is, you know, why we have descended from the days of Thomas Jefferson to the days of Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. Well, a poll was done a recent poll was done. It surveyed what young voters, late teenagers, early 20s people, if they can differentiate between fact and fiction. Keep in mind these people vote. A fifth of these teenagers believe that Winston Churchill was a fictional character. The canvas of 3,000 20-something young people uncovered an extraordinary lack of basic historical knowledge. And I'll give you a couple of examples. And we got to go to break. Just a second. 27% thought that Florence Nightingale was a mythical figure. King Arthur, who was a mythical figure, almost two-thirds, 65%, in other words, believed that he existed and led the Knights of Camelot. Sherlock Holmes was so convincingly brought to life by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle that 58% of these people polled believed that he really lived at 221B Baker Street. 77% of these, this will come as no surprise, admitted that they had never read a history book. And what else? 50% believed that Robin Hood was real. And these people vote. You know, I'll just leave it at that. These people vote. Do we need to even elaborate as to how we have been stuck with the leadership that we are? Hour has been the fastest hour of my life. We're going to our next break. The political festival rolls on. Still two more hours to come tonight. You'll hear from Pat Buchanan, Jared Taylor, and more before the sand runs out of the hourglass. Bill Rowland and James Edwards. Back right after this.
Way, the political cesspool guys will do more than just fog up your windows when they return right after these messages.
Maybe in the back row of a movie show.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration.